Invite you to turn, please, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'm going to speak a topical message to you today. And of course, that requires a number of verses for you to turn to, but we'll limit those that you will have to turn. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 is where I want to begin in verse 18, a very simple text, but one very fruitful. The verse reads, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." We come to that time of year when, as Americans, we are reminded to give thanks. A holiday for giving thanks is not a bad idea. It is just a shame that so few do so the other 51 weeks of the year. For me, anyway, as the years have passed by, I have noticed a change in the demeanor of ordinary people. It used to be that when you did something nice for someone, or lent a hand, or was kind, or simply provided a service, the recipient was kind and gracious in return. I grew up saying please and thank you, but it seems that nowadays, rarely do you hear please. And thank you is on the endangered list. We live in a generation of ingrates. The common viewpoint is, I am due what is mine. Entitlements rule the day. It is the idea, I want it, I deserve it, and you must give it to me. The fact is, however, we deserve very little. And what we do deserve, when it is given, we should remember that someone else has provided it or brought it to us. So even then a thank you is in order. For me, it's common courtesy. I know it is the waitress's job to bring the food. I know that she will be given a tip. But the fact remains, she still brought it to me. She served our group. It is appropriate for me to be polite and to respond with gratitude. And let us not be like the rest of the world. If anyone should be kind and gracious, it is the Christian. We deserve death, but have been given life. We could not earn grace, but we have received it. We, above all men, should be gracious, and we should be thankful. It is my objective to remind you that graciousness and gratitude are virtues which are becoming to the Christian profession. I intend to cover a number of verses which ought to instruct us as to why we should be thankful and that we should be thankful. So my message, simply entitled, is Give Thanks. Give Thanks. Again, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for the privilege of being in your house. And Lord, we just ask that you bless your word now as it goes out, that it would just speak to every one of our hearts. That, Lord, we would recognize that you deserve all the praise and all the glory and the thanksgiving. And Lord, I do ask that, and not only that you would speak to our hearts in this matter, but above all, we pray for those in our midst that are lost, that you would convict them of their sin. And Lord, draw them to Jesus Christ, grant repentance and faith today that they might be saved. And Lord, that they would then be thankful for what you've done for them. And so we just commit this time to you today. We love you, we honor you, and we praise you. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Give thanks. Again, I mentioned this is a topical message, and I'm going to deal with many passages, but know this, at the beginning, as I prepared for this message, I had 85 verses, but I have condensed them down. So do not fret. I will not ask you to turn to 85 places. First thing I want to concern ourselves with is right here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Let's think just a moment about our text that we use here today. In everything give thanks, Paul writes, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The subject is thanksgiving. Now we're not talking about the holiday that's coming up this week, but it is the matter of giving thanks. Do you recognize that, you know what? What has been given you, what has been provided for you, the service that has been offered and those kind of things. You know what? That's something that has been given. Something that's provided. And you ought to be thankful. Are you a thankful people? Now he says, this matter of thanksgiving and everything, give thanks. Now the object is God. Now we ought to be thankful one to another. We ought to be gracious. We ought to say please and thank you. But the main idea here is directed toward God. In everything, give thanks. Who should you be thanking God for? God is who you should be thanking. He is the object. Now, the content is in everything. Now, this is not so easy to do, is it? Because not everything that we experience is pleasant to us. We don't always like everything that comes across our path. But yet Paul writes and he admonishes us, in everything, give thanks. How is that to be done? I believe that we can do so because of the sovereign God who sits upon His throne, the one who loves us. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Now, it doesn't say that everything is good. There are certainly a lot of bad things, but those bad things can work together for our good. And so know, my friend, that even though you go through your life and you encounter things that are bad, things that you do not like, God will use those things because He is a sovereign God and He loves you. He will use those things to produce in you what He desires to produce, and that is a good thing. That is a positive thing. So in everything, give thanks. Again, that's a difficult thing to do, but we need to learn to trust our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and lean upon Him, that even when things are bad, we can say, thank you, God, maybe not for this item specifically, but for what you're going to do through it, what you're going to teach me by it, how I can be a better servant of yours, and on and on. So the content is in everything. May God grant us grace to learn to give God thanks in everything. Now you'll notice in verse 18 it also says this is God's will for us. God has a desire for us. This is part of His will. God wants us to give thanks for everything. And so don't just dismiss this of, oh well, it's just a Thanksgiving message or whatever. We need to understand this is God's will for us. And certainly for those of us who name the name of Jesus Christ, we ought to be interested in the will of God. And there are many things expressed in the Scripture about what God's will is, but this is one of them. And so if you have not been thankful up to this point, say, hey, wait a minute, as a Christian, I need to give thanks because God said that's what I ought to do. So in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And so we learn by this then, to do so is obedience to God. When you thank Him for those good things, when you thank Him for the blessings, when you thank Him for the hard times and the difficult times, knowing and trusting that He will deliver and His will be accomplished and you'll be better off because of it, because He loves you, then you're being obedient. May God grant us grace to be obedient in everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, the second point of my message simply is this. And you say, with 85 verses, how can it be simple? But, well, some reasons why we should thank God. Some reasons. Actually, I'm going to mention 20, and to be exact. But there are several references in the Scriptures about thanking God for food, thanking for provision, and that kind of a thing. That's not included in the 20. There are examples of God hearing prayer. Jesus said on a number of occasions, I thank you that you've heard me. And aren't you glad that God hears your prayer? You thank God. God, thank you for hearing me. Well, that's not part of the 20 either. But I do invite you to turn to the book of Psalms and the 136th Psalm. Psalm 136. This is the beginning of the 20 reasons why you ought to give God thanks. We will not look at all 20 verses. But we do want to look in Psalm 136, verse 1 through verse 3. Give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. Verse 26, last verse of the psalm. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever. And there are many related verses to this, which, by the way, these are all the verses that I've referenced today are in the bulletin on the back side of the prayer list. And so you can take them home and look at these other related verses. But what we find in this passage is a statement over and over and over again about why we ought to give God thanks. Now, I've chosen this passage to begin this because of the four elements of which the psalmist wrote. You'll notice that he says in verse 1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. unto the Lord. And verse 2, unto the God of gods. Verse 3, to the Lord of lords. Verse 26, the God of heaven. All the same. They're not different. They're all the same Lord. But we keep in mind that God is the omnipotent God, the Jehovah Lord. He is the God of gods, the Lord of lords, and He is the God of heaven. By the way, there is only one true God of heaven and earth, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ and God. That's who it is. There is no other. There's not a multiplicity of gods. There's only one. And we serve this Lord God. Now, we should give thanks to that God. We've been commanded that. As we saw in the text where we began, what do we see in this verse? What is the reason, one reason, number one, why we should give thanks to God? Because He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Can you think of anything better to give thanks to God? For the very fact that God is good? Can you imagine if God was evil? How horrible that would be? God is good, and His mercy endureth forever. So we can give Him thanks. Back to Psalm 106, just a quick reference here. Just a few pages to your left. Psalm 106, the first verse. And we need to do so with praise. Give thanks to God. Psalm 106, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. 20 reasons why we should thank God. The first one is, for God is good, and His mercy endures forever. Number 2, because of His holiness. You'll have to follow the verses in the text. On the outline, but Psalm 30, verse 4 is that. Psalm 119, 62. Number 3, because of God's righteousness and His judgments. God's righteous judgments. Number 4, because He is God, and He is the God of our salvation who delivers us. I'll tell you, if you're saved, you ought to be a thankful person. You ought to be giving God the honor and the glory and the praise. Thank you for saving me and giving me eternal life. Number 5, in regard to the matter of salvation, Paul says, we thank God because you've obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. It says in Romans 6:17. Why? For the fact that you have been obedient to the Lord. You ought to thank God for that. One other place, and I'll ask you to turn. Also, He made us to be partakers of the inheritance. Do you know there's inheritance that awaits everyone who believes? You ought to thank God for that. You know, you might be thankful for the inheritance you're looking forward to on this earth. Well, you know, my parents provided for this, or my family members provided for that, and one of these days I'm going to step into that inheritance. Oh, there's a much greater inheritance that awaits the saints of light, and that inheritance is ours. We just look forward to it. You ought to thank God for that. You ought to be thankful for what God has made and provided for you. Ephesians chapter 1. I will invite you to turn to this text. Ephesians chapter 1. Look at verse 15 and verse 16. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Other verses related to that, but simply, Paul says, because I've heard about you, the fact that you were saved, and because of you being saved, I thank you. God. Do you ever thank God for other people being saved? Then for the other church members, you know what? You thank God for the salvation He's given to you. Have you ever stopped to think that, you know what? These people that are saved, that sit with us and worship with us, you know what? God saved them too. And you ought to thank God for them. Thank you for saving them. That's one of the reasons for giving God glory. Let me offer you a few others. For the brethren, that is, for you all, Paul speaks about in Romans chapter 1. And the testimony, he says, for your brethren, and your faith which is spoken of. Not only give thanks for their salvation, but also for their testimony that they have. Another, for the grace of God is given to those of us who are saved. You give God thanks for that. And another, He gives wisdom and might and makes known. Daniel said that. The things that you've learned, the things that you've developed and God has taught you, do you ever give God thanks? Do you ever say, Lord, thank you for that which I have, and thank you for your revelation that you've given unto me? Paul says in another place, He causes our faith to grow exceedingly. That's a reason to give thanks. You ever said, God, thank you for allowing me to grow as a Christian? I'm not everything I ought to be, but I'm not what I used to be. Thank you, God, for that. He also, God enables us ministry. And so Paul says he puts us into ministry. He thanked God for that. God burdens our hearts and implants an earnest care for others. Do you ever stop and thank God for the burden that he works in your heart and the conviction? Oh, my friend, that's God working. I'm glad God works in my heart. You ought to be thankful for that. Paul again mentions in Philippians, for every remembrance of you. You know, you might not say that all the time, but you know what? As God's people, you ought to be thankful that every time you remember God's people, that is a reason to give thanks to God. Also for the sacrifice of which the believers have made. For Paul, he said, for your life is laid down for me. What people do for you in the service of the Lord Jesus Christ, you thank God for that? Again, in our society, it's a matter of, I just kind of deserve that. You owe that to me. You're the preacher. You have to do that, and that kind of a thing. It ought not be that way. You ought to give thanks for that. And Paul references in 2 Corinthians the matter of the financial gifts, the provision. Paul was a missionary, and he was helped out by many people in the gifts. He thanked God for that. Turn, if you would, to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I know I've done this in pretty much a rapid succession here. All those verses are in your bulletin. But I think you've heard enough to know you ought to be a thankful people, and there's plenty to give thanks for. And we're just not talking about houses and lands and cars and health. There's so many things in a spiritual sense just to give thanks to God for. Now, I've asked you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 because another thing that he mentioned is found in verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11, he says, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. What Paul's saying here is because we have been enriched in everything, we can give thanks to others. The church of Corinth has offered gifts and offerings unto Paul to help him in his ministry. And he says, because we have been ministered to, because we have been enriched, we can help others. And then, of course, he says, being enriched in everything and all bountifulness, what happens is that causes God to be thanked. And so you see there in verse 11, because God has enriched us, we ought to thank him. But then that causes thanks. Follow that up in verse 12, for the administration of this service, that is when you give to help and meet the needs of others, not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. You ought to be thankful. And if you've been aided by other Christian people, you ought to be thankful. Oh, sad it is when people are not thankful. I recall a time where there's a people came in several years back. They hit us up on a Wednesday night, and they said they were homeless, and they're living in their car and all that kind of thing, and they needed help. And so we're just a handful of people, but we said, hey, what can we do? Well, we'll see what we can do. You just stay right there. So we went around, talked to everybody, and people opened up their wallets and gave a five here and gave a one here and gave a two here and well, $2 one bill, and maybe a 10, and we didn't, we collected what we, I mean, we only had just a few that night, and we gave that to them. Do you know they stood out here in the lobby and had the audacity to say, well, that's not enough. They were not thankful for that. Everybody just on impromptu, not even knowing who these people are, opened up their wallets, gave to them, and they were not thankful for that. In fact, they were abhorred that we didn't give them enough, like we owed it to them. Isn't that something? That's the mindset of our society, and what a tragedy. They actually berated us, saying we didn't really love the Lord, and we really didn't love God's people because we weren't giving to them as much as they needed. That is a shame, isn't it? Paul said here in the text that this causes thanksgiving to God. We've helped out and we've given, and that is a cause for rejoicing. And so if you do get some aid, even if you don't think it was enough, my friend, you ought to give thanks to God because those people gave to you. And then I want to mention unto you, the verse reference tells us that he gives us victory over the flesh. Aren't you glad for that? 1 Corinthians 15, Romans 7. God gives us victory over the flesh, and we are made to triumph in Christ. Boy, we can give God thanks for that. One other place, right there in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, so you can save your spot. Look at the last verse, verse 15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Unspeakable gift. What is that? It's the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. The fact that Jesus Christ left heaven and came to earth, that we might have eternal life. You want to know the main reason why you ought to give thanks to God? Because of his unspeakable gift. God has been so gracious. He deserves the honor. He deserves the glory. I would also remind you of James 1, verse 17. It says that all good things come from God. Every good gift, every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights above. And I submit unto you that everything that's decent in your life, everything that's good, everything that's right, anything that's a blessing in any way whatsoever has been a gift from God, and you better be thankful. You should be thankful. Give thanks. Well, you may not have been able to keep up, but I gave you 20 reasons why you ought to give thanks. Now, let me offer unto you, and you can rest for just a few moments, positive statements of giving thanks. And I'm going to read these verses to you. Positive statements of giving thanks. Psalm 50, verse 14. Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Psalm 95, 2. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Boy, you kind of get the idea that we ought to be a thankful people, don't you? Well, Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 2, 7. Rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And when you look at Ephesians chapter 5, it says that there's some things that should not be named among the saints there in verse 3 of chapter 5. And in verse 4, he says, part of this is neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient. There are negative things we ought not be doing, but rather giving of thanks. Don't do the negative, do the positive. Give thanks. Colossians 3, 15, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which we are called into one body, and be ye thankful. Colossians 3, 17, for whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Hebrews 13, verse 15, by Him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. And back to Psalm 116, verse 17, he says, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Man, verse after verse after verse. Giving of thanks to God is a biblical precedent. Are you thankful? Now I would offer you a few miscellaneous verses. Do you know that those who are around us, even the lost people, should know that we are thankful? Now, 2 Samuel 22, 50 says, therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen. And I will sing praises unto thy name. Even among the heathen. Do your neighbors know that you give God thanks? They should. Psalm 105, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. They ought to know you love God and you give God thanks. Psalm 26, verse 7. Then I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Let others know that you give God thanks. You see these people, whether they're athletes or some sort of movie star or something like that, you know, they win this glorious award and they all get up there, oh, I thank this person and that person, I thank this and that. And you know what? I like to see it when they get up there and say the first thing they do is, I thank God that He allowed me to do this. You can criticize Tim Tebow all they want, but you know what? The guy thanks God and he honors God with his life and he lets them know and he's not afraid. Give God thanks. And also I trust that you realize that giving God thanks glorifies Him. Psalm 69 verse 30 says, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. When you give thanks, that glorifies God. Psalm 92 verse 1, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto the name, unto thy name, O Most High. It's a good thing. 2 Corinthians 4:15, for all things for your sakes, and that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. As you give thanks, God is glorified. God is glorified. But then if you would turn back to Luke 17. Sadly, so many are ungrateful, aren't they? What a tragedy. Don't be one of them. Don't be an ingrate. Be a thankful person, especially toward God. Now what we find in Luke chapter 17, where I just make a quick address here, is the story of the 10 lepers. As Jesus passed through Samaria, there were 10 lepers there, and he decided to heal these guys. Pick it up in verse 15. So he cleansed these 10 lepers, and verse 15 says of Luke 17, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. This guy wasn't even a Jew. He was a leper. God healed him. And he turned back and gave Jesus thanks for that. Notice what happens then as it follows up. Here's Jesus' response, verse 17, verse 18. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They're not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. Sad, isn't it? Very sad. 10 were healed. Only one came back. Jesus said there's only one who came back to give glory to God. We mentioned that, didn't we? Giving thanks glorifies Him. Are you thankful for what God has done? His protection, His provision, His gifts, His blessings, the things that He allows to come in your life. Are you thankful? Well, some are not. And sad in our society, many are not. So that leads me to my next point, and that is the ungodly tend to be unthankful. Have you ever stopped to reason this? It is the ungodly who tend to be unthankful. Sad thing is, some Christians are not that way, not thankful either. But listen, Psalm 140, verse 13. Surely the righteous will give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Who do you expect to give thanks? The righteous. The righteous will give thanks. But however, what do we find in the Scripture? I mentioned that the ungodly, it's just not the same, is it? Listen to Luke 6. You can go back there if you wish, but 6:35. Jesus said, but love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. And he says, you just don't treat one another with kindness and graciousness, but to all men. You love all men. God, and we should do so because God is kind to who? The unthankful and the evil. What characterizes those who are lost? Unthankfulness. Do they look up to God and say, thank you for everything that you've done? Thank you for allowing me to live? Thank you for your blessings in life? Thank you for the opportunity of the gospel? Are they thankful? I don't know too many lost people that give thanks to God, do you? And so we find that the ungodly tend to be unthankful. Romans chapter 1, verse 21, and you think I'm making this up. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. God had revealed truth to them, but they did not glorify God, and they were not thankful for the truth that they'd been made known to, that was made known unto them. And it says they were unthankful. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient. Boy, what a list of people that are lost. Unthankful, he says, and unholy. Unholy. Very simply, my friend, the tendency of the lost sinner is to be ungrateful. It is the characteristic of being evil. Be better than that. Give thanks, my friend. Recognize where it comes from. I've been told that the hog beneath the acorn tree never looks up to see where the acorns come from. Sad, isn't it? Man, God's been so good to you. Hadn't He been gracious? You're saved. He's done so much for you. Have you ever said thanks to God? Do you give Him the honor and the glory? So I've offered you some thoughts in regard to giving God thanks and some many verses about why you should be the positive. We even see some things about those who are not thankful. In closing then, let me offer to you a few verses from a few scenes from heaven. Just a few verses here to demonstrate thanksgiving. You know, in Revelation chapter 4, verse 9, the four beasts around the throne of God, it says, and when those beasts give a glory and honor and thanks to Him that sat on the throne who liveth forever and ever, the four beasts around God give God thanks. The angels, the 24 elders, and the four beasts, Revelation chapter 7, verse 12 says, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. The spiritual realm knows to give God thanks. We ought to as well. The 24 elders, Revelation chapter 11, verse 17, says, We give thanks, O God, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because Thou hast taken to Thee Thy great power and hast reigned. And we thank You for it. We give Thee thanks. That's what we find in heaven. And then I would remind you as we finish, to give thanks unto God is to praise Him. 1 Chronicles 29:13 says, Now therefore, O God, our God, we thank Thee and praise Thy glorious name. Thanking God glorifies Him. It is praising Him. Psalm 79:13, So we Thy people and the sheep of Thy pasture will give Thee thanks forever. We will show forth Thy praises to all generations. Give thanks. So in summation, I submit that you ought to recognize that you don't really deserve anything. But if you do think that you do deserve something, still keep in mind that someone has given it to you. And so you should have an attitude of gratitude. Go back to our starting point, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We are commanded to give thanks. The content is in everything. And this is God's will for us. And I remind you, to do so is obedience to God. Can you think of anything to be thankful for to God today? I hesitate because I want you to ponder that. Some of you are just going right down a list right now. Boy, He has been good to me. He saved me, my family, my health, my job, my car, and on, my children. And you're just going down a list, aren't you? Can you think of anything to be thankful to God for? And then I submit unto you, let your thanksgiving be turned into thanksgiving. You ever heard that? That's not true for me. I mean, I didn't make that up. I heard that many years ago. Our thanksgiving should be turned into thanks living. As you give God the honor and glory, live for Him who saved you. Once more, as I finish, return back to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Remember the verse? Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. You that are here that are lost, I know there's not a whole lot in your mind to give thanks to God for. You kind of take credit for everything and your whatever's going on in your life. You just think it's owed to you anyway. Why should you give thanks? But I'll tell you, you ought to be thanking God for His unspeakable gift. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, left heaven nearly 2,000 years ago. And He came to this earth, took Himself a human body. How marvelous is that? Why in the world God would do that is beyond me. But God, because of His love for us, left heaven, came to earth, took Himself a human body, lived 33 and a half years in this life. Perfect, never did anything wrong. And yet they hated Him, despised Him, they rejected Him, they crucified Him, nailed Him to a cross, and He was buried in the tomb. But thank God He was risen again the third day according to the Scriptures. He ascended up on high and He's at the right hand of the Father making intercession for His people. And one of these days He's coming back again. There's a lot for Christians to give thanks for, especially in the matter of salvation, what He has done. But you that are lost, you say, I don't have any reason to give thanks. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. For you today, He's given you life, He's given you ability, He's given you understanding. You have an opportunity today to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as He moves in your heart, as He convicts you, and you ought to thank God for that. Don't turn that away. Don't suppress it. If God is moving in your heart, if God is convicting you, to be saved today. You should thank Him for that conviction. You should respond to that conviction and cry out to the Lord in mercy that He would save you and give you eternal life. And then you would know what it is to be thankful for you've been saved. And then you can give thanks for all the many other things that God has provided for you. I simply say unto you and remind you, give thanks. Let's stand and we'll sing. The song will be number 66 and we'll have prayer and then we'll sing. Number 66. God in heaven, again we cast this time before You, loving You, thanking You for Your goodness and mercy. I pray that every one of our hearts have been touched by Your Spirit today, that we might have been reminded as to why we should give thanks and that we should give thanks and that You deserve all the honor and the glory. But I pray especially for those that are here that are lost, help them to see their need, reveal to them their great burden that's on them. And I pray that You would cause a light to shine out of darkness today that they might be saved. And then, God, they would give You the honor and the glory. Thank You for the unspeakable gift of Jesus Christ and what He has done for us. We pray for the lost that they might be saved. We who are saved might be strengthened and encouraged and be found to be thankful. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.